And for the Friday nights, did you have anything special for Friday? Yes. Special observances?
Yes, ma'am. We had services, and we had. See, my husband was not well educated, fellow, but he wasn't totally.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one to send the children to either school and everything else.
I see. And did you go to a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. We went.
Which one did you go
to? I don't know. That kept where a whole shul. We were members there. Yeah, I cannot remember the name of the shul.
Mm-hmm.
It was way down the hill, on the hillside.
Was it the Bezhyankov? Was that the...
Bezhyankov.
Or the Washington?
No, it wasn't Washington. It was down below. Maybe the Bezhyankov.
Did you go, what, on the holidays?
Yeah,
on the Shabbat?
Rosh Hashanah. Saturday. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the three days, yeah. We were members there.
What was the shul like here? Was it a nice shul?
Yeah. It remind me on the old country. It's on that style.
Mm-hmm.
We had the chasm, we had the shamus.
Was it a regular building or was
it a house? It wasn't a house. It was a shul. I think it was Bezhyankov shul.
Mm-hmm. And when you came to this country, did you find any change in your health due to the climate or the food? Did you feel any differently?
I wasn't sick at all. Mm-hmm. Only give birth to my children. That was all in my sickness.
And where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh here? In those first few years?
I used to have my private doctor.
You had your own doctor?
Yeah.
Do you remember who it was that took care of you?
Yeah. He's in Fifth Avenue now. Dr. Eisenson.
Oh.
And before him, for the confinement, I had Dr. Wexler.
Oh, Dr. Wexler.
He's an old timer. He's got a daughter. He's got a doctor.
His son is a doctor.
He has two sons. He had
this must be another doctor.
It was two Dr. Wexlers.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The older one didn't have no, only had a daughter. And she's a doctor too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And did you have your children in the hospital?
Yeah. I had, my first child was in hospital. And the second one was at home because I could not get any help to take care of the baby.
Oh, I see.
And the third one, the third one was at home too, but the baby was in Dexler's hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Dexler, the doctor, at a hospital. First he took it in the Montefiore. My older one was from Montefiore. And my baby is from Dexler's hospital, where he had a hospital for himself.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did you belong to any organizations here in this country, the Talmud Torah, the Zionists?
I belonged to the sisterhood.
I see.
But I resigned.
Were you active in it at the beginning?
Not much. You know why I resigned?
No.
I was sick and they didn't come to visit me. And I came in and I paid my dues and I told them I'm through.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt then that when you're sick, you need a friend.
That's right. Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, they said They say they're going to make a rule, but I don't know if they made a rule or not, because I do not go there no more.
Mm-hmm. Did you belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity, like that had pushkies or?
Then I was young, and I had my home, my husband. I used to have pushkies, mm-hmm. come and collect it, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm. And when you were young, where did you go, like to have a good time? Where did you go for fun?
me and my lady friend used to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost us 5 cents each. And sometimes, is it all?
Yes, uh-huh.
Sometimes when we walked in the movies, we didn't talk. But when we walked up, sometimes we were sorry we spent that 5 cents.
Even the 5 cents.
Yeah, I remember when it was 5 cents movies.
Did you go, after you were married, did you go with your husband? Did you ever?
Yes.
And did you ever participate in any sports?
Oh, I got a bad habit. I used to like cards.
Oh, there's nothing the matter with that.
Isn't it?
No, nothing the matter with that.
Well, I wish I could go now. I know that anybody's going to read that. They're going to recognize me.
No, they won't. You know what's funny?
I'm not ashamed of it.
You have nothing to be ashamed of. But no. You'd be surprised how people's lives are so similar. You know, the more people you talk to, people have the same.
They got a nice sense of humor, some of them.
Yeah.
I get a lot of compliments.
Well, that's important to have.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if this will be on. I have the YMCA. Is it on?
Yeah. And were there any other non-Jewish agencies that you remember that when you were young?
No. What I liked, what I miss a lot here in Pittsburgh, is the Natatorium.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
I miss it a lot. They got it now in the Aquarium.
Yeah.
But they charge too much money. Mm-hmm. You got to be a member. You cannot go once in a while.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm.
But then I used to go often to the Y.
To the Y.
Mm-hmm. That was that the Y? I just mentioned it. It was no. That wasn't the Y.
That was by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Natatorium.
Mm-hmm.
It was downtown.
And were there any local meeting places where you used to get together with groups of people then?
I didn't have much time then.
Mm-hmm.
I had to raise my children.
Well, how did you find that you met people during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
Well, I got acquainted through my uncle with mm-hmm. elder people, and they took me in their group.
I see.
There were sisters and brothers, and they got me in with them, and I kept friendship with them.
I see. And were you friendly with any non-Jewish people at that time?
We had neighbors, non-Jewish people, but they were nice.
Mm-hmm.
They were nice.
Did any of these friends from those first few years, did they remain your friends through all the years?
They're still around.
Well, not still around, but did they remain your friends, the ones that you met first?
Well, yes, I kept them. Mm-hmm. I kept them.
And besides your uncle, did you have any other family here in Pittsburgh?
No, ma'am. I had long slides. You know
mm-hmm.
what that long is?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I had a lot of long slides, but they passed away. Some of them moved away from Pittsburgh to California.
Did, like, on for Seders or something, did you celebrate with your uncle and his family then?
We used to get together once in a while. Yeah.
On the holidays?
Yeah. We used to make a Seder once in a while at my place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a lot of relatives, and not relatives, acquaintances, friendship. They remember me as a child, but I did not remember them.
Is that so?
Because they were older than me.
Oh, I see.
But they lived in Stephenville, Ohio.
Ah.
And they used to come around my place, and I used to go to them to visit them and stay a week.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you, during those first few years, did you keep contact with the people in Europe that were still behind you?
No, dear, we couldn't, because, as I said, the war broke out, and we couldn't get in touch with anybody for 5 years. I had my sister and 4 children over there, and our husband was in New York himself.
And he couldn't...
And we couldn't send the money, we couldn't get no mail. But later on, he was lucky we brought him over.
And after the war?
Yeah, after the war. And my sister lived a very bad life out there.
While they during the war?
During the war with 4 children. But when she came here, she had it good. Her husband had a home provide for her when she came.
Oh.
Yeah, he made a nice living. In fact, they were in the Manus. And they lived in Newport News, Virginia.
Because her husband had remained, had had to stay here during the war.
Ma'am?
Her husband had to stay in
this
country.
Yes, he was in New York. He was in New York, and then he moved to Newport News and established a business there. And he bought a home there.
And your father?
My father passed away before the war.
Oh, before the war.
Yeah, he passed away while I was here.
While you were still there, or while you were here?
No, I was here. I was here already. He was a very old man, but they treated him good, and he never wanted to come. I think that he mentioned
that. Yes, you did
tell
me that. You used to send money to your father.
Yeah, that's right.
You were able to receive mail from him before the war to know how he was?
Nothing after that. I try to get in touch with my people, with my brother and family, but no reply from nowhere, because all the city then wiped off.
Wiped out by the pogrom.
Yeah.
And you are an American citizen now?
Yes, ma'am, definitely.
How did you acquire your citizenship then?
Well, That is funny. When I got married, my husband was a citizen.
I see.
And I thought I become a citizen, my children and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then the law was changed.
Oh.
In 1922, then every individual has to become a citizen, no matter if he's married to a citizen or not.
I see.
Then I got my own papers.
Oh, in 1922.
Yeah. See, after 1922.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, then I got my own papers. And I didn't have any difficulties. Some people were sent back 2-3 times, but I wasn't sent back once. The judge only asked me one question. He says, Miss Rogel, would you fight for this country? I say, Your Honor, I'm fighting now. He says, Why? I say, I got 2 sons in the service. He says, Yes, you're fighting.
That's right. That's the same
and
with
I
you.
Was lucky. I was lucky, thank God, they both come back.
Well,
in
thank
her.
God. Sure.
I'm thankful to God.
Believe me, also.
Boy, I myself could make a book.
You can write a book. Everybody's life is a book. Really, there's a book in everybody's life. Do you remember when you first voted? And when did you first meet your husband, and how did you meet him?
Through people.
Through friends?
Through friends.
And you were just here a short time when you met him?
I was here 6 weeks. I was engaged 6 weeks, and then I got married. You want all the details? I'll tell it to you.
Yes, I'd like to hear. How old you were and how old he was?
I was 18 years old. I was 17 when I got here. And I was only 1 year, and then I got married. And I'll tell you why I got married so quick. Because my husband wanted me, you know?
Yes, right.
My husband wanted me to move out of my uncle's.
Ah. I see.
There was too many children, it was too crowded, and he made good money then.
Mm-hmm.
He figured he could provide for me.
I see.
And I know 6 weeks then. I say, what are you going to do with me? Where are you going to take me? If I walk with my uncles, my father and everything, I can go away.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, I'll rent your room and I'll pay for your meals until we decide. I say, I'll tell you something. I decided right now. He said, what? I say, let's get married.
So you proposed to him. That's cute. That's a cute story.
And we came to our friends where they introduced us. Mm-hmm. They had to sign for me.
Oh.
And he said to him, come on, Mr. Ensovich was his name.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he says, come on, sign. And I signed up, and I got married.
Oh, and how old was your husband then?
My husband wasn't much older than myself.
About the same age.
About the same age. Mm-hmm. Well, I took a chance.
Well, I guess it's always a chance.
You don't know the person until you live with
him. That's right. That's right. If you had stayed in Europe, do you think your marriage would have been prearranged?
No. No. My father and mother would leave it up to me. It was my own make.
I see. And was your husband from the same country in Europe as you?
No. He was a Lithuanian.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I'm a Russian.
Did any of your friends marry non-Jews at that time?
Not what I could remember of.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in the old country, a rabbi's daughter married a Gentile fellow.
Is that so?
Oh,
it must have been quite a...
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. The whole population cried for it.
Is that so?
Yeah. Exactly.
And what was your feeling about it, about marrying non-Jew?
Well, I'll tell you. In the old country, we lived next to post office.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a young fellow, you know, in charge.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very nice fellow.
Mm-hmm.
If it wouldn't be for my toys, my people's feelings, I think I wouldn't have rejected it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself didn't feel that so
I didn't feel that it was my difference as long as mm-hmm. people like each other.
Mm-hmm. And as this questionnaire says, many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment during the first few years of your marriage?
Not at all.
No problem.
No problem. I think a bit mentioned down there that my husband was a good man.
Mm-hmm. And who made the important decisions in your home?
Dr. Bada was, but he was mostly bossy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And was that the same as the situation in which you grew up, the home in which you grew up? The parent, how did your parents?
Well, my parents lived a nice life.
Mm-hmm. They got along well together. And
very well. I never remember an argument between my parents.
Is that so? To the end. What kind of schooling did your children get?
Well, high school.
Did they all graduate?
They all graduated. I'm sorry I wasn't able to send them to college, but they're doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Did any of them have any Jewish education?
Yes, they went to Hebrew school.
All went to Hebrew school? Were they bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
What did they do? Go after school? Did they go?
After school.
Yeah, I just I enjoy it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Was there any difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
No, no, no difference. But they mind me very good. They did.
Mm-hmm. You had no discipline problems?
No, no discipline problems. And when I said no, that meant no.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your children which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant? The fact that you were an immigrant, would this have any effect on you?
No, it wasn't. In fact, I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get in touch with my children. I was a greenhorn. But they understood me pretty well. I grew into them.
Yeah, you grew up with them, huh? And then your name, Mrs. Rogoff, is Mrs.
Diana.
Is that the
D-I-A-N-A? A-N-A, R-O-G-O-F-F.
Okay, you want to tell me your age?
Yes, why not? I'll let you guess. My son is 52 years old.
Oh, my. Well, I was going to guess much younger than that. Then you must be close to 70.
Huh?
Yes,
72.
Are you
72?
Well,
kind of
horror.
Thank you.
And what year did you arrive in this country?
I arrived here in between 19 and 14. Because by 1915 I had my son already.
I see. So that was
that was a quick
that's the year
job.
He was born.
That was a quick job, right? Well,
that's right. Uh-huh. And you arrived in Pittsburgh the same year as you came to this country. I mean, you came to New York and...
I came to New York, and from there I came.
It was all in the same period.
Yeah.
Well, I think that takes care of us, Mrs. Rogoff. It's really been a pleasure.
You were nice. You were nice, and maybe I took too much of your time.
No, you didn't.
When you're lonesome, you want to have somebody to talk to.
I've enjoyed talking to you. I really